In publishing, Town and Country magazine has achieved a certain panache in its 150 years. It's packed with pictures of the upper crust partying, usually at charity functions, and it's often stuffed with ads for expensive luxury goods that you and I cannot afford. Having one's photo in the magazine has been the birthright of those from the right families and the goal of social climbers for generations. But Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates notes a change in direction. She talked with Town and Country editor-in-chief Pamela Fiore to learn what's going on at the August magazine.
Ms. Fiore, Town and Country's been photographing the wealthy and the well-born for a long time, but the shots of well-heeled partygoers and weddings that bookended the magazines are changing. Who's being photographed now for Town and Country?
All sorts of people, I'm very happy to say. This has been a lifelong dream of mine to take a magazine like Town and Country, which has been around for as long as it has, and open up its doors as wide as possible. So we've got lots of people of color, lots of women, lots of men and women from different backgrounds. And it's quite wonderful because the playing field has gotten a whole lot bigger.
And I'd have to say you have a fair number of younger people, too, which didn't used to be, if I remember correctly, what I saw a lot of in Town and Country. Why the new emphasis on youth and ethnicity and diverse backgrounds?
When I became editor in 1993, for many, many years, Town and Country had been associated with a very old line, establishment, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant readership. And I really wanted to change that because I just didn't think it was true anymore. So we started little by little putting people of color, younger people, people from different parts of the world on our party pages and our weddings pages. And lo and behold, the more we opened our doors, the more people came.
By showing all this diversity, do you worry that you'll run the risk of turning off your longtime subscriber base, the women that do sit on committees for the ballet and the museums and other kinds of charities? A lot of people think of that as a core Town and Country demographic.
You know, if they're unhappy about it, they haven't told me. That's not whatever gets our readers upset. We have had mixed racial marriages on our pages. We have had gay couples on our pages. I can't even think of an incident where we've gotten a letter about that.
Where do you go to seek out this diversity? What kind of venues do you go to? I would assume that some would be richer loads to mine than others when you're looking for diverse party-going populations.
In the beginning, we went where we almost knew for certain we would find a more diverse audience. And by that, I mean certain musical venues of jazz at Lincoln Center, and perhaps modern art more than the ballet. Now that people are seeing that we are putting a lot of people of color on our pages, particularly our party pages, they are sending us the photographs of attendees at these parties, where before they probably would have thought, well, Town and Country is never going to run that photograph. Huh. Now they know not only will we run it, but we will run it prominently.
Hmm. How do advertisers feel about this trend? They're the guys that actually are selling the expensive watches and the luxury automobiles and the fur and the perfumes. Has diversifying the party pages helped in that respect?
I think when it comes to luxury, the more the merrier. And when they know that there are people out there who have the means and the taste and the interest in buying luxury goods, they're only too happy to see that there are other customers out there aside from the ones that they've been going to for the last 50 years.
The milieu that reads your magazine is pretty elite. Some people might say that what you're doing by genteelly pushing the envelope with this diversity of coverage at parties and weddings is a very discreet kind of social engineering. Are they wrong?
Well, I don't want to change the world, but I would like to change
one
the
party
magazine.
At a time.
Yeah, and change the universe of that our readers live in. I think it's a much more interesting world. I think it's a lot more fun. I think it's certainly more fascinating. I mean, who wants to be with a bunch of people at a dinner party or anywhere for that matter that all look and think alike and have the same points of view on everything? I guess subconsciously, I'm hoping that what worked for me will work for other people, namely that you find yourself in a certain milieu and you are sitting next to an interesting person and you want to see that person again or you want to find out more about them. And your social circle widens, and you know that can't be all bad.
Pamela Fiore is editor-in-chief of Town & Country magazine. The November issue hit newsstands this week. Ms. Fiore, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
That interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.